Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1291 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Selig gave me $5, but it wasn't for my work, and they didn't tell me what it was for. She just said, "Here is $5, Manola." I understood it was a tip for me to keep quiet. They would tell me to mind how I talked when Miss Lucille gave me a hat. Question. Is that the reason you didn't tell the solicitor yesterday all about this, that Miss Lucille and the others had told you not to say anything about what happened at home there? Answer. Yes, sir. Question. Is that true? Answer. Yes, sir. Question. And that's the reason you would rather have been locked up last night than tell? Answer. Yes, sir. Question. Has Mr. Pickett or Mr. Cravens or Mr. Campbell or myself influenced you in any way or threatened you in any way to make this statement? Answer. No, sir. Question. You make it of your own free will and accord in their presence and in the presence of Mr. Gordon, your attorney? Answer. Yes, sir. Signed. Manola McKnight. Sworn to and subscribed before me this third day of June, 1913. Signed. G.C. February. Notary Public. Fulton County, Georgia. States Exhibit L. A small whip handle found by Detective McWorth at the pencil factory. States Exhibit M. Clothes worn by Mary Fagan consisting of hat, hair ribbons, too. Dress, corset with hose supporters attached, one broken, corset cover, knit undervest, underskirt, drawers, right leg torn and soiled with blood, pair of silk garters, pair of hose, pair of low shoes, handkerchief, parasol. State's Exhibit N. Copy of the minutes of the State Board of Health, found on pages 144, 145 thereof, reading as follows. The President then addressed the Board at length on his reasons for thinking that the Secretary should be requested to resign, the subjects dealt